Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweets Brassley Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweets, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Abba-bam! Because that's a fact. You have beautiful ears. I cannot stand people saying they have ugly ears, because they don't. They have beautiful ears, even if they're cauliflower. Yes, I know what cauliflower ears are. And No, sorry, I'm not saying a word about it, because that would be rude. But as I keep saying, your ears are beautiful. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Whether they're small or tiny or huge enough to get radio signals, please, you have beautiful ears. Do not let anyone tell you otherwise. Ah! All right, so you are tuning in because it is our beautiful Dancing Monday. Oh, my gosh, yes. And, of course, to check out the holidays that are going on, checkiday.com. Yes, I said checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. Yes. Oh, my gosh. There are like 13 holidays. It's insane. It's overwhelming. It's intimidating. Okay, so let me tell you what those holidays are. Today is Blue Shirt Day, Child Health Day, Day of Unity, Look at the Leaves Day. Yes, look at the leaves. They're beautiful. So are you. Mean Girls Appreciation Day, and that's referring to the movie, not actual Mean Girls. National Boyfriend Day. Ooh, my, my. So it's not Girlfriend Day, but only National Boyfriend Day. Wait, then where's National Girlfriend Day? National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day. Ooh. National Caramel Custard Day. National Family TV Show Day. Ooh. I should probably play a show tune or maybe a theme song of a family TV show. TV show. Do not be thinking of Family Guy. Come on, people. Today is also National Techies Day, National Virus Appreciation Day, and World Architecture Day. And also, lastly, but not least, today is World Habitat Day. My, 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 that's a lot of holidays. Jeez. Ooh, wait a minute. I'm looking at holidays from yesterday. What the heck is that? Nope, nope, not bringing it up. Sorry, that was yesterday. Not today. What about tomorrow? Ooh, tomorrow is National Golf Day. Pack your bags and get your clubs, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow you need to golf. Say what now? Oh. Sorry, tweet notification. By the way, if you guys hear any sound in the background, that is the notifications from my iPod or my microwave telling me that my laundry is ready. Oh, man. I should have started my laundry sooner. Ow. For some reason, my jaw is hurting. I think that's because I did my book reading video before the show, which I probably shouldn't have done. But at least I have my water bottle filled. Yes. By the way, if you guys are wondering, I have no idea what music I'm playing. I forgot to figure out what songs to play, but I don't even know what holidays I want to support. Seriously, I'm not even wearing a blue shirt. But I am wearing blue pants. Does that count? No. No, it has to be a shirt. Oh, that's what I meant to wear today. All right. Ooh, Truman. Aw, he probably got back on the elevator. Sorry, I was talking about my god dog. Alrighty, so what holidays are we supporting today? Habitats, maybe? Techies? National Techies? National Boyfriend. Nope, I don't have a boyfriend. Sorry, I'm not going to support that. Mean Girls Appreciation. I might as well do that one. I haven't seen that movie in ages, but it's a pretty good film. I still think it's stupid, though, considering. All right, let me pull out that link. It said, I recall looking at it one day, but it said, there we go, October 3rd, which means it's annual Mean Girls Appreciation Day. Celebrate with the 20 funniest quotes from the iconic movie. Yes, let's. Instead, it leads me to a link that says 11 lessons we learned from Mean Girls. Hello, where's the 20? Oh, there it is. There we go. Okay. The 20 best Mean Girls quotes ranked from gruel to totally fetch. Oh my gosh, guys. Those two words. Gruel is a combination of cool and I forgot what the GR was from. And fetch, I think it's supposed to be like a good thing. I don't know. Oh, I almost forgot that tonight. That's tonight. Ooh, do I want to check it out or not? I guess I should. They're probably not going to. Okay. Anyways, where are we? Anyways, I was going to read. There we go. On this day in history, Aaron Samuels asked Katie Heron what day it was. It's October 3rd. Thus was born National Mean Girls Day. A day for everyone, unfriendly black hotties, the girls who eat their feelings, the sexually active band geeks, and every grotsky bitch in between. To celebrate all things Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan and Tina Fey's Criterion Collection classic has spawned some of the most iconic quotes of any film, well, ever. But it shouldn't be punished for being well-liked. Instead, we are ranking our favorite quotes to determine which is best. Well, they're all the best. So this scale goes from gruel to totally fetch, which totally fetch being the fetchest. This ranking is based on both notoriety and how frequently we use them in our daily life. My gosh. Number 20, that's so fetch. And yes, she did make it happen. 19, I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help that I'm popular. 18. Is butter a carb? 17. That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets. I remember that. Number 16. Get in, loser. We're going shopping. Number 15. One time I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops. 14. Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries. 13. I can't go to Taco Bell. I'm on an all-carb diet. God, Karen, you're so stupid. Wait, what? If you're on an all-carb diet, you can go to Taco Bell. What are you talking about? 12. Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work. Oh, no, that's not how it goes. Sorry, let me try that again. Oh, my God, Demon DeVito, I love your work. 11. We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. You could try Sears. Number 10. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. 9. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. 8. Irregardless, ex-boyfriends are just off-limits to friends. I mean, that's just like the rules of feminism. 7. If you're from Africa, then why are you white? 6. Oh my God, Karen, you can't just ask people why they're white. Number 5. I can't go out. I'm sick. Boo, you whore. Number 4. Don't have sex. You will get pregnant and die. Number 3, she doesn't even go here. Number 2, made out with a hot dog. Oh, my God, that was one time. And number one, everyone, 4 for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco. Oh, Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm actually not surprised. I am not surprised they did not put in a quote from the bloopers. Because, oh my gosh, I cannot stop thinking of that joke. There's a joke in the bloopers that you guys have got to see. Me explaining it does not do it justice. But anyways, let me go ahead and explain it, though. Oh my gosh. Perhaps there's not going to be any music. Because, oh my gosh, this is... Okay. Guess that. I do love Mean Girls. There's just so many stupid parts of it. But the bloopers I absolutely love, because there's a scene where the gay guy character, I don't remember his actor name, but the gay guy character starts a joke. And this is after Lindsay Lohan's character makes some sort of retort or sound after these three junior plastics from the year before them are already formed, and she sees them almost get hit by a bus, but they step back. Lindsay Lohan makes, you know, that retort or snort or whatever, and the gay guy character makes a joke. I already forgot what the words were, but let me try my best to remember. Bad news, good news, they didn't get run over. Bad news, they're still flat. Oh my gosh, it's mean, but it's hilarious. Gosh, guys, these junior plastics have no boobs. They're flat, is what he's saying. Oh my gosh. All right, let me just play a song, because I seriously need to calm down. All right, so I'm just going to play a random song from my iPod, because seriously, I just can't talk right now. So here you go, everyone. Feel Again by One Republic. Oh, come on. I turned it all the way up. Here we go.
Bye.
And that was Feel Again by One Republic. There we go. All right, cool. So I'm actually looking at not the most recent picture, but one of the pictures of Lindsay Lohan this year. She looks completely different from when she did Mean Girls. Oh, my gosh. Did she get plastic surgery or something? Jeez. Woman, I think you need to lose it. Dude, I think she did. It's just, that does not look real. Sorry, I probably shouldn't be saying that, but she looks completely different from what she used to look like. Jeez. All right, so I'm going to be looking at this website that I got from, let's see, the original link that I got for Mean Girls Appreciation Day. Let me pull that up. There it is. It's who, what, where, and that's W-E-A-R, where, not W-H-E-R-E, whowhatwhere.com/Mean Girls Appreciation Day. And, of course, there's, what are they, hyphens between each word? Yeah. And so the first thing on their article for Mean Girls Appreciation Day is basically, it's October 3rd, which means it's annual Mean Girls Appreciation Day. Celebrate with the 20 funniest quotes from the iconic movie. There are two links in that. Annual Mean Girls Appreciation Day takes you to whowhatwhere.com/11lessons we learned from Mean Girls. And the second one is right after the iconic movie sentence, which is from E! Online. And that's the one where you get the 20 quotes. But I'm going to go ahead and check out the other one from Who, What, Where, 11 Lessons We Learned from Mean Girls. Alrighty, Dighty then. What are the 11 lessons? Mean Girls is the ultimate girl movie. It had drama, humor, and plenty of designer handbags. Oh, good grief. We're still quoting it 10 years later around the office. So in honor of the movie's anniversary, we thought we'd take a look at our favorite teachable moments. Get in, we're going shopping. Lesson 1, big hair isn't just for Texas. That's why her hair is so big, it's full of secrets. Oh, hey, there's a quote. Lesson 2, confidence is key. I'm a mouse. Duh. Lesson 3, color coordination equals intimidation. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. Oh, they're using the quotes. They're using the quotes from the 20 funniest quotes. Okay. Lesson 4, beware of catty sales girls with a point to prove. We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. You could try Sears. Lesson 5, there's a fine line between narcissism and self-esteem. There is. I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular. Lesson number 6, we all experience outfit envy. One time I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops. Lesson 7, beware of the backhanded compliment. Oh my God, I love your skirt. Lesson 8, sexy is as sexy does. Or sorry, sexy is as sexy does. Halloween is the one night a year when girls can dress like a total slut and no other girls can say anything about it. Lesson number 9, sometimes style has no limit. The limit does not exist. Oh my gosh. Lesson number 10, the weather reports can come from unexpected places. Like ESPN or something, my breasts can always tell when it's going to rain. Well, they can tell when it's raining. Lesson 11, long hair, don't care. I have this theory that if you cut off all her hair, she'd look like a British man. Dude, guys, these lessons do not, some of these lessons just do not work. That's just weird. Okay, well, that is it for Mean Girls Appreciation Day. What's next? Oh, man. Actually, you know what? Let me look up family TV shows, because I really do want to play a TV show tune now. I was actually kind of hoping to do that. No, seriously. Okay, Modern Family, Cosby Show, Full House, Brady Bunch. No. We want something from this decade, please. I mean, I love Brady Bunch and Full House and all that, but I think you guys probably want something recent. The Flintstones, no. Home Improvement, no. Bewitched, new. Good Luck, Charlie? Sesame Street, no. Sister. Oh, my gosh, I haven't seen that show in ages. Doogie Howser. Oh, man. All right, what about this one? There's a link that's taking me to. All right, Brady Bunch, Modern Family, Gilmore Girls. Heck no. It might as well be Full House. That's the only one that I am mostly familiar with. Doogie Howser again. All right. Let me look it up. Full House theme song. There we go. And, ooh, what? That can't be right. All right, let me try to get this ad to skip. Sorry, dude, I know you're trying to earn money, but seriously. No, that is completely different. What the heck? Okay, this must be it. And where does the song start? Okay, there it goes. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let the full theme song of Full House start. Ooh, there's an actual link. There's an actual channel for this. TV theme songs? Dude, that's awesome. Okay, sorry. This is the full theme song of Full House. Why am I stuttering? But... why am I saying bye? Seriously. This is actually a really good song to dance to, so go ahead and bring out that water bottle. Enjoy.
Whatever happened to the disability, the milkman, the paperboy, evening TV? Did I get to live in here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world confusing me. Flowers as mean as you've ever seen. And a bird who knows your truth. And a little voice inside you whispers. Kids, don't sell your dreams so soon. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, is a heart. I hear the whole.
And that was the full theme song of Full House. Ooh, wait a second, what? Ooh, oh my gosh. You guys are going to love this one. And if you're not from the 90s, you don't know this song. You need to learn it. You need to watch the show. Everyone, give a big, awesome welcome to the full theme song of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they should send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate that freshened it is dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
And that was the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, the full theme song. My, oh my, that was friggin' awesome. Man, I haven't heard Will Smith in ages, dude. I should probably check out the first episode, because I honestly don't know how that happened. I've actually never seen the pilot episode. Surprisingly. And I've watched a lot of episodes of it. All right. Well, since we are already getting close to the end of the show, ooh, what the heck? Okay. All right. So, I am going to go ahead and bid you all adieu, everyone. I hope you all have a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with All Star by Smash Mouth. Yeah. Bye, everyone.
All right, state your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bet...
Using the film Mystery Men. Sorry.
Burn them like so.
Meg.
Hi. I am Pencilhead.
And I am Son of Pencilhead.
We erase crime.
2 generations of...
Right.
Yes, thank you.
I say there's potential.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Was looking kind.